This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocks locked. Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Finelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I am great. I'm just wonderful. How about you?
I'm feeling good. I've only just woken up, though. It's just gone midnight.
Well, we'll fix that. Yeah, we'll fix that. We got 2 hours.
Yep.
So, Gwyneth, I was reading a story about the NRA, the National Rifle Association, that big lobbying extravaganza in Washington, D.C. And, you know, they're fighting for us. And I was reading an article. It happened to be in the Wall Street Journal, but they shut down the article, so I can only read a couple paragraphs now. But I met this guy, the chief of the NRA. His name is Wayne LaPierre, LaPierre. So Wayne LaPierre is accused of spending $39,000 for clothes. $39,000 in clothes. I don't think I've ever spent $39,000 in 67 years. But wow. Wayne LaPierre was able to do that in one day. One day. Let me say that a different way. One day.
Wow.
Now, who in their right mind would want to give money to that organization that is that frivolous with money, that careless with money? And I don't know how you can do it. I don't know what you could buy. Would you have to buy 39 $1,000 suits? How could you even try them on in one day? Or do you just go to a clothier and say, "Can you? Here's my size. That rack there over there, I'll take them all." I mean, is that what they do? I don't know.
Wow.
But that's what happened, according to the Wall Street Journal. He spent $39,000 in one day. And he also spent, he had the agency cover $13,800 for rent for a summer intern. Since when do you pay the rent for an intern? Well, you know, if you got a lot of money in your account, I guess you can do that. He also spent $18,300 for a car and driver in Europe. I wish I could read the rest of the story. I'll see if I can find another way to read it. But the Wall Street Journal will not let me read the rest of this article unless I subscribe, and I absolutely will not subscribe. Oh, he had other expenses totaling more than, well, almost $500,000, just over $500,000, $542,000. That would be travel and other expenses. $542,000 in travel and other expenses. How do you do that? How does one person do that? I can't imagine. You know, there's only 365 days in a year, and if you spend $1,000 a day on travel and other expenses, you still wouldn't reach $542,000. But he was able to do it.
Wow.
So, class, here's my word of advice. You don't have to take it. Don't give any money. Don't give any money to any organized, not-for-profit organization.
Sure.
I'm talking about even if it's a praise the Lord and they certify that they're going to get you a front seat on the right side of the pearly gates, I still wouldn't contribute to that organized not-for-profit. I'm talking about Praise the Lord. Those companies, those corporations, you know, the churches, those are corporations. I wouldn't give them any money. If you want to help them directly, where you know that 100% of your effort, 100% of what you want to do gets where you want it to go. Okay? You don't have to give it to someone else that will siphon off what they want to take and then give a little tiny bit to where you think it's going to go. You know, like the United Way. 11%. I remember reading the United Way, 11% of what you give went to where you thought it was going. 89% went to administrative costs. Can you imagine that? That's like the government, you know? Who could run a company like that? The only way you can do that is if you get money for free. It's the only way. Gwyneth?
Yeah. When you've comments? Got to work for money, you learn to really, really value it.
Correct. Like us, right?
Yeah.
It's really hard to come by money in my neck of the woods. And I know it is in your neck of the woods, too. And we're not even on the same continent. It's
no.
Still hard.
Yeah, around here, they've got a 25% unemployment rate. And I actually learned something this afternoon as I was doing some reading on the internet. I didn't get a chance to tell you, I don't think. But Bendigo, which is the town down the road, okay, I'm talking about 80 kilometres, about 50 miles down the road, there's this town. It's got about 120,000 people living in it, and it's called Bendigo, okay? That's Ben, B-E-N-D-I-G-O. And the thing about Bendigo is a number of years ago, it was singled out. It was singled out by the United Nations for some special treatment. The United Nations decided about 2 or 3 years ago that it was going to make Bendigo and its surrounding towns the model for what towns ought to be. Now, I don't know about you, Vincent, but I treat anything that the United Nations is involved with a great deal of suspicion. And if they're going to mess with the nearest large town down the road, I would say that doesn't bode well for us.
No disagreement from me. No disagreement.
Exactly what they're going to do is not quite clear yet. But if you type in into your favorite search engine, Bendigo Model City, you'll get an AAP fact checker article coming up in the search results saying this is absolutely not the case. And I'll tell you all something about internet fact checking services, so-called, especially ones that are associated with large media organizations such as the Associated Press. When the fact and Snopes and such organizations like that, when these fact-checking services say that something is absolutely not the case, you can be just about guaranteed that it absolutely is the case, Vincent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Please continue.
And that's a real worry. And like I say, I don't know that I told you that earlier. I don't think I did. But you might wonder why did they pick Bendigo? And something that I did tell you earlier is there's particular other USA Prepares instructors who have had to do with Bendigo over the years. He said this in another public interview that I heard, so I guess I can say who it is, Stan Deo. and Stan Deo at one time in a public interview. So I'm not saying anything that hasn't been said before. So, but he said in another public interview on another radio show that he once was offered a office at the bottom of the Central Deborah mine, which is a very, very large gold mine, almost in the middle of Bendigo, actually. You know, it's one of the only, you know, large cities in the world with a gold mine in the middle of it. and he was offered a quote-unquote office at the bottom of the Central Deborah mine, and that's 8 kilometres below the surface.
Is there a ladder to, you know, get out of the office, or is there no ladder to get out?
There's a lift. Mm-hmm. Probably with a lock and a key on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and the fellow who was going to offer him that office back in the day was Edward Teller, who had to do with the Manhattan Project.
Mm-hmm.
So given that there's that level of involvement in the gold mining industry in Bendigo, which is still a major industry there, that's the whole reason why the city's even there, is because it's a gold field. It's one of the biggest gold fields in the whole world. And the gold field actually extends all the way out to where we are. We still live in the same gold field that Bendigo is built on. And we're 50 miles away. And it's the same gold field. There's gold findings all the way from here, even out further than here. You know, even 50 kilometres further down the road, it's still the same gold field. That's an enormous gold field, Vincent. And some of the biggest nuggets in the world have been found just a few kilometres from where I live, including a nugget that is apparent. I think it's in the Caesar's Palace called, if you type into the internet quickly, Hand of Faith nugget, you'll see it. And that nugget was found within 10 kilometres of where I currently live. And, but yeah, that sort of wealth tends to draw globalism like a moth to a flame. They want their sticky fingers in it, just like they want their sticky fingers in oil fields.
That Hand of Faith nugget weighs 875 troy ounces. It's worth about $1,400,000. We'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. and they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I just did a little bit of research on NRA spending. Unbelievable. We mentioned this earlier. So Wayne LaPierre is the CEO, and he's under siege right now, and one of the board of directors wants answers. Actually, they want to get rid of him. And I can understand this, because in a single month, he spent $200,000 in air transportation in a single month, according to SplinterNews.com.
How do you even do that?
Yeah, well,
$300,000 in 1 month on air travel.
$200,000 And he bought some clothes.
How do you even do that?
It's impossible. I couldn't do it. I mean, if they said, I'll tell you what, we'll give you $1 million to spend $200,000 on air travel, I would fail. Okay? On two occasions, from 2004 to 2017, Wayne LaPierre billed over $39,000 for purchases at a Beverly Hills clothing store. During that period, he billed a total of over $274,000 at that store.
Wow.
From 2004 to 2017. So he spent that much on clothing. I don't know how you do that. Over $250,000 on clothing.
I don't think I've spent that much on clothes in my entire life.
Well, I'm pretty sure you haven't, because I haven't. $274,000?
Oh, my gosh.
And then during a 2014 trip to Europe, he billed almost $10,000 for lodging, $17,550 for air transportation, and over $18,000 for a driver. Now, I don't know, Europe's pretty big, but is it $18,000 big to hire a driver? Yeah. So, in addition to that, according to some documents that are referred to in Splinter News, the NRA was billed over $24.3 million for outside counsel. That's outside legal counsel. $24.3 million for outside counsel. So, in case you're wondering where that hard-earned money goes, class, if you go to a gun show and there are a bunch of people at a table and they say, hey, give to us, we're the NRA, we're fighting for you. Well, I guess they're fighting well-dressed and well-traveled.
Oh, my God.
I just wanted to share with our class.
Why do you need to go to Europe to campaign for gun rights in America anyway? I thought the Europeans had no gun rights. Basically.
Well, that's an outstanding question.
Heard.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Clintons would travel, Barry and Michael would travel, you know, all over the world, you know, on fact-finding missions. I guess fact-finding is pretty neat. I mean, some people go fact-finding to Disney, right? They go, oh, yeah, I've never seen the mouse. I want to go look at it. And they do a fact-finding mission down to Disney. But I just want to share that it's outrageous. It's over the top. Now, I met Wayne LaPierre.
That's disgusting.
Well, I believe this is all true, and I'll tell you why I believe it. I was in Springfield, Missouri, and there was kind of a private meeting in an airport hangar. I'm very serious about this. So a private jet flew into Springfield Airport, and Wayne LaPierre got out. And he gave a little presentation, and he was with one of his buddies, a U.S. senator, and they were talking to us at this little get-together. There was maybe 20 of us in attendance, and then they got this tow motor, which is like a tractor, to pull this jet right next to the door so they wouldn't have to walk, you know, more than a few feet to get on the jet and take off and leave. So they were there for maybe 20 minutes. That's what these guys do. They jet set around. Now, I don't know. I wouldn't want that life. I wouldn't want to, you know, go from hop to hop to hop, flying around in a jet and, you know, give 20-minute presentations and then regurgitate the same thing at the next stop. I wouldn't want to do it. But, you know, it's expensive, and that's where the money's going. So the little people, the bottom 93% of which we are funding these kinds of things. We're spending money thinking that these guys are protecting us. And by the way, the NRA has 76 board of directors members, 76 people on the board for the annual meeting, annual travel, annual lodging, 76 of them. Why? Why? And they have terms that are more than 4 years. We'll be right back.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The State Department is now warning U.S. citizens not to travel to Iraq, saying there's a high risk for violence and kidnapping. The department also ordering all non-emergency U.S. government employees to leave that country as tensions are mounting between the U.S. and Iran. Any employees working in the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad and a consulate in northern Iraq have been instructed to leave at once. Live streaming rules are being changed at Facebook after the deadly New Zealand mosque massacre that was broadcast online. Starting today, users who break serious Facebook policies will automatically be banned from live streaming for at least 30 days. The ACLU says it will sue Alabama if a bill that would ban nearly all abortions becomes law. It won final passage last night, and the Alabama Republican Governor Kay Ivey is now expected to sign it. And this is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So we're talking about the NRA, and I want to make sure that we preserve our gun rights, but this is like over the top. So, for example, who are the people on the board of directors, these 76 people? How do you have a board meeting around a conference table with 76 people? How do you do that? It's pretty tough. Let me tell you some of the titles of some of the people who are on the board. I'm not going to read all their names because it'll take too long. But we've got in Alaska, as of 2018, okay, Alaska congressman is on the board. A former Florida congressman is on the board. And, of course, Tom Selleck, who's an actor. We have a member of the Indiana State Senate. We have the, an NBA star. We have, a former Idaho senator. A former Idaho senator. We have a former Oklahoma congressman, a former Missouri governor, a former Idaho Secretary of State, the Idaho State Representative, and we have the former head of FEMA. Yeah, those are just some of the members of the Board of Directors of the National Rifle Association. Does it sound like we have business involved with government? Is that what it sounds like? Does that kind of explain why there's so much money involved? Yeah. And does it sound similar to what I've been explaining is happening with the Laclede Electric Cooperative, how they are just making it so difficult for me to get my message across, limiting me? This morning I got an email from the Laclede Electric Cooperative attorney. They are preventing me from calling the members of the nominating committee. They will not give me the phone numbers of the people on the nominating committee. And I said, hey, I'm an owner of the corporation. I'm a member. I'm an owner. I want their phone numbers. I want to talk to them. They won't do it. The attorney recommended, he said, sent me an email this morning, that I opened this morning, that he recommends that they do not give their private phone numbers. Okay. So he's now saying, well, it's their private phone numbers. But they're on the corporation's committee. So it should be available to those who are running for office, who are seeking office. Nope. This is a closed system. I can't believe what I learned. I talked to the woman who is the chairperson of the nominating committee for the board of directors for this year. She's been on and off for 8 years. I said, so who owns, I asked her this question, who owns Laclede Electric Cooperative? You know what she told me? The public. The public does not own Laclede Electric Cooperative. The members own it. They're two different things. So some guy that walks into Walmart to buy flip-flops does not own Laclede Electric Cooperative. Unless he happens to be a rate-paying customer and a member. The general public does not own Laclede Electric Cooperative. What I'm telling you is the chairperson of the committee told me that the public owns, I had to correct her. And then I said, so what kind of criteria do you have when you select someone to be a candidate to run for the board of directors? Because they select the candidates. She told me, number one, we want to find somebody who's willing to serve. Gosh. They have to find somebody who's willing to be on the board. Then they want them to attend, you know, most of the meetings. These meetings are from 9 a.m. to noon once a month. And then they get free lunch from noon to 1. So while they're in the meeting, they get paid $400. $400. For half a day's work. Well, except for the chairman of the board. He gets $500. Plus travel expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Plus insurance. And you don't have to go to all the meetings, but they want you to go. And then if you express interest in learning more about what you should be knowing already, they'll send you to classes and seminars. And then I said, well, how do you think you guys have been doing with your selection? Oh, we're pretty good. I said, well, how about that gal who used to work for, who you guys nominated for the board of directors, who was a Walmart cashier? What do you think about that? Well, you know, we can't use a person's station in life. Just because she works at Walmart doesn't mean, you know, we should eliminate her from being a candidate. I said, this is not an internship. This is not where, hey, I'd like to learn about, you know, how electric companies work, and, you know, hey, I've got a pulse. and I want to run the company at the highest level. This is not an internship. This is management at the highest level of the corporation. The board tells the CEOs what to do. They set policy, mm-hmm. rates. They are the ones that guide the company into being successful or drive it out of business. So this committee is willing to overlook qualifications. We don't need no stinking qualifications. I even said to the attorney, what are the qualifications that you look for in the committee to select nominations for the board of directors? And what are the qualifications for the board? I got to tell you, these guys get up on stage and say, I'm talking about existing incumbents running for re-election. They'll stand up on the podium and I'm paraphrasing, I learned a lot, you know, I learned a lot, you know, about, you know, how this works. They should have known going in how this works.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine hiring somebody or a bunch of somebodies to be at the top of General Motors saying, listen, you don't even have to know how to drive a car or even what a car is. We're an equal opportunity selector. Anybody, we'll take anybody who wants to show up, you know, for most of the meetings. Good enough for us. I'm not talking about race, color, or creed. I'm talking about knowledge base.
Mm-hmm.
So what I believe is happening is they are getting a board together who knows nothing or very little about what they're there for. And then...
So they're basically straw men that they
like
can
it to
set
me.
Up to be hands that they raise in the air at the appropriate time. So they'll say to these people, okay, we're going to have a vote soon, and when I say... all those in favor, aye, then you raise your hand. And then when I say all those who are against this motion, all those who are no, then you don't raise your hand. And then they can just say anything they want and put a whole lot of blather in with it as well. So these people are completely bamboozled because they've all got an IQ of about 90. And then... When they hear that key phrase, all those in favor, aye, then they raise their hands and shout, aye. And then the motion's passed. And yeah. They haven't got a clue what they've actually voted for.
Right.
I think that's how it goes down.
I do too. And so I wouldn't know for sure. I wouldn't know for sure because they won't let me in. I wanted to be at the nominating committee meeting, and they told me that it's not open to the membership or the public. It's closed. And then I asked the gal who was the chairman, or chairwoman, or chairperson, whatever you call them nowadays, I said, so why was the membership not allowed to be in? Well, we didn't want to be distracted. They didn't want to be distracted by people.
Isn't that willfully colluding?
Well, that sounds like collusion to me. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. And here's another thing. Here's what they do. She told me this, and I saw this document. They, Laclede Electric Cooperative, has the board of directors sign an agreement that they will not go against what the board decides. So all those in favor of rate increases, you know, say aye. Some of them may say aye, some of them may not. But once the vote is in and once the meeting is over, you can't go and say what a bunch of bozos the rest of the board is because they voted for a rate increase that we didn't need. You can't do that because every member of the board has signed an agreement. Not only is it the board that signed the agreement, but the nominating committee has that agreement as well. I don't know if it's written or not, but she said, we've all agreed that we will stand behind the decisions that we make. So all you have to do is have a strong leader and weak followers in these committees. And I'm convinced from being in the corporate world, and I'm not talking about Laclede Electric specifically at this point, but I've seen committees in the past, in the corporate world, where you have a bunch of know-nothing people on a committee, and the committee hides behind, or the boss hides behind the decision that the committee makes. So the boss says, well, this is really unpopular. I don't want to make this decision. I'll get beat up for making this decision. So what we'll do is we'll have a committee, and then the boss guides the committee into making the decision that the boss wanted, because the committee doesn't know what they're doing. They don't have enough information. They're not smart enough. So they make the decision, and then the boss says, well, the committee decided that we're going to do this thing. And everybody goes, oh, man, well, it's, hey, not me. I didn't do it. It was the committee. That's what committees are for. Committees are a bunch of people who don't know what they're doing, who make a decision in a vacuum. They're led by the leader, and then they think that, hey, they're part of this great thing, this committee. They've been led to the decision. That's what a committee is. Tell me I'm wrong, Gwyneth.
You're not wrong. That's absolutely how these sorts of things operate, you know. And then when you get a few people start to wake up, all hell tends to break loose. Life becomes really, really uncomfortable for them. Because they begin to see the rot, they begin to see the six-figure airplane bills. And they begin to say to themselves, what the heck? You know, who spends, you know, $200,000 on jet travel in 1 month? You know?
Well, heck, the CEO, Wayne LaPierre, has made between $1 million and over $5 million in compensation in a year. Now, if the board were paying attention...
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And here's something I want to share with you, class. PBS, you've heard of that. It's the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Well, there's this program on PBS. It's called Arthur. And it's this cartoon program. And it's up for its 22nd season. And so this week, the show hosted a wedding between beloved teacher Mr. Ratburn and a male character named Patrick.
Oh, they no. Had really?
A gay wedding.
Oh,
yeah.
Blah.
A gay wedding. So make sure if you are going to contribute to PBS, you keep that in your thoughts, that PBS
is promoting gay marriage to little kids.
Teaching your children about being queer.
That's pedophilia.
Can you imagine?
It's just disgusting. And you know something?
Yeah.
When you begin to see this sort of thing, you're talking about the very end stages of a society, okay? And I'm saying that from what I've seen in history, okay? If you look at Pompeii and Herculaneum and the ruins thereof, they had, let's just say, some interesting garden ornaments that they have excavated from Pompeii and Herculaneum. If anybody wants to go and see what exactly their gardener ornaments were, then, you can look them up on the internet. They're there. But they had to do with, that they would inscribe images of personal parts on the walls and on the footpaths. And they've excavated buildings where they, you know how if you go into an Italian restaurant or an Italian bakery, they have the prices of buns and loaves of bread and this sort of thing inscribed on the blackboard. Okay, they would have the brothel where they would have the prices of the woman inscribed on the blackboard. And they have found this in Pompeii and in Herculaneum. And the result of that was that they ended up getting destroyed by one of the most massive volcanic eruptions that Italy has ever seen. Okay? I keep going on about this. It sets up some sort of a karmic cycle where the society either self-destructs or God sets up some sort of a destruction, a tsunami, a major hurricane, a volcanic eruption, earthquake, something like that. Either that or the society implodes in on itself through things like rampant syphilis epidemics, you know. And it's just disgusting that they're normalizing this to little kids. I know this show, you know, because I'm a mum, and this was a show that my children used to watch when they were little. So I know that show. And, you know, it's from now on, I think you could pretty well safely say that show is going to collapse. That they have had their jump the shark moment, you know, where they've just gone too far. And it happened a few years ago with the Teletubbies, where they had a similar situation. And overnight, all the parents saw it, and all of them, en masse, decided that they were not going to watch the Teletubbies anymore. They were not going to have anything to do with the Teletubbies anymore, and now the Teletubbies has pretty well collapsed. I don't know if they're still producing new shows, but there's very little said about it.
Yeah, and CBS has been funded by the federal government. That's your tax dollars at work.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.